This is DJ Frederick saying welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. Sometimes we explore a theme, sometimes we meander through the mythical land of forgotten vinyl. On the Radio Thrift Shop, you'll hear seldom heard CDs, cassettes, LPs, 45s, 78s, homemade recordings and old radio shows and more. Radio Thrift Shop, it's a cultural oasis in a digital world. Today I do have a theme planned. Music of the directions north, east, south, and west. Sit back, relax, as we literally explore the map. Music from the four directions today on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Brighten my northern sky. It's the summer in the rain. It don't matter anyway. I get into work with the night still in my mind.
Thank you. my life was drifting. Too far from home and my guiding light. My mind was lifting. Over a way to a mystical high.
Then the north wind blew south. Then the north wind blew south.
Then the north wind blew south. Pictures of heaven. For me, a way to exist, telling a story. Trying to tell of the way that we kiss.
Cause the north wind blew south. Cause the north wind blew south.
Cause the north wind blew south.
Cause the north wind blew south.
Puccio Rollins with Northern Lights here on the Radio Surf Shop. Before that, we heard Alan Morehouse with West Coastin' from 1970. Fillmore Lincoln, the North Wind Blew South. The Clientele, Driving South, and we started off with the unmistakable Mr. Nick Drake and Northern Sky. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, Analog Culture for a Digital World. Today, we're exploring music of the directions north, east, south, and west. And I'll be right back after this.
There's strong evidence that in recent years, the first signs of spring have been coming earlier. Stimulated by warming temperatures, plants are blooming sooner, and migrating animals are showing up earlier in the year than they usually do. But at higher altitudes, these harbingers of spring have had to face unexpected conditions. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Global warming is being blamed for a variety of weather phenomena, including an increase in snowfall.
There's more precipitation during the winter at higher altitudes because, for instance, the increased warmth of the air is causing increased evaporation, which means that there's more water vapor in the air, and that's falling then as snowfall during the winter.
David Inouye is director of the Graduate Program of Conservation Biology at the University of Maryland. He says that warming weather and increased snowfall send mixed signals to migrating species.
The field station where I do my research, a place called the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory, is up at 9,500 feet in the West Elk Mountains in Colorado. And some of the birds that are arriving there after having overwintered at lower latitudes and altitudes are arriving earlier and earlier each year because they're getting cues at lower altitudes that spring is coming earlier and earlier. But at the high altitude, where snow seems to be controlling the growing season, the winter has been lasting longer and longer because there's more and more snow falling. And therefore, when these birds like robins arrive, they're somewhat confused to find that it's still winter at the summer breeding grounds when the cues that they'd gotten at lower altitudes were spring is coming earlier and earlier and it's time to go breed in the mountains.
We'll hear more about the early signs of spring in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Don't forget to write me, darling.
For our younger listeners, before email, texting, and IMing, people sent messages to each other on actual pieces of paper. You're on the Soundbeat.
When I'm far away from you.
You're listening to the Song Spinners with a 1948 medley about the mail. About three centuries earlier, in 1639, a Boston tavern handled letters from overseas, the first evidence of postal service in the colonies. The first postmaster general? None other than Benjamin Franklin, appointed by the Second Continental Congress in 1775. And today, the U.S. Postal Service processes about 180 billion pieces of mail per year. That's about 7,000 a second. U.S. mail has been carried by foot, horse, ship, train, car, and plane. Oh, and mule. That's right, you can send a letter to or from the bottom of the Grand Canyon, where, luckily, there's very little rain, hail, sleet, and snow. Don't miss a beat. Sign up for the Soundbeat podcast at iTunes and soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Also at the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. And I've been broadcasting on WSCS now since, oh, the 1990s. Go figure. I'd also like to say hello to folks listening out on WCFILP 96.1 in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. And if I mispronounce that, it's because I'm from New Hampshire. Also to folks listening on WLSL 92.7 in St. Leo, Florida. Now, all good things do come to an end, and I am planning on putting the Radio Thrift Shop on hiatus in the not-too-distant future, and I'll let you know about that. But until then, we'll be cruising along up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. Today, it's music from the four directions, north, east, south, and west.
Children drunk lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. Said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
From Marconi to the Space Age, you're celebrating the airwaves with DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop.
blasting wind, when wilt thou blow, that the small rain down can rain? Christ, if my love were in my arms, and I might be again, and I in my bed again. Oh, western wind, when wilt thou blow and stir the soul within? Hushed and still the waters lie, the silent planets spin. Oh, western wind, when wilt thou blow, that the small rain down can rain? Christ, if my love were in my arms, and I might be it again, and I might be it again. How calm the eventide, tossing here I sleep alone, with no one by my side. Oh, western wind, when wilt thou blow, that the small rain down can rain? Christ, if my love were in my arms, and I might be again, and I might be again. Drifting dreams, my feelings flow, sure my memories roam. Western wind, when wilt thou blow and steer me safely home? Oh, western wind, when wilt thou blow, that the small rain down can rain? Christ, if my love were in my arms, and I might be again, and I might be again.
British band Stone Angel from 1974 with East of the Sun. Before that, we heard Siravo and East of the Sun. Arcana with Western Wind. We started off with Dream Academy, Life in a Northern Town. And if you live in New Hampshire, you can relate to that song. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back right after this.
Thanks, 10-4. You're listening to radio news about radio waves.
Headlines from the ether.
Headlines.
I'm Tom Roy with the radio news about radio waves. Radio France and Deutschland Radio shut down their medium wave transmissions at the end of 2015. While in the United States, the Federal Communications Commission is trying to save AM radio by broadcasting AM stations on FM radio. In Europe, authorities are moving away from the frequencies. Medium wave is the part of the radio band used mainly for AM radio broadcasting. In Europe, the medium band ranges from 526.5 kHz to 1606.5 kHz, with channels spaced every 9 kHz. In North America, it extends to 1705 kHz with 10 kHz spacing. The AM band can travel farther than FM as the waves are larger, but it is also much noisier with much static. Radio France and Deutschland Radio both said listener numbers have dwindled significantly on the band, and they have shifted programming to FM digital and internet broadcast outlets. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.
And this is DJ Frederick with a little bit of low-power FM radio news for you. Seattle has been a hotbed of low-power FM activity, with numerous groups applying for and receiving construction permits for new radio stations. An article in Seattle Weekly last week recounts the progress that these applicants have been making toward getting onto the airwaves. The aptly named piece, "Starting a Radio Station is Harder Than It Sounds, But It's Just as Fun," points out that construction permits are just the first step and that major fundraising efforts are necessarily part of the process. The article explains that one of the 7 organizations granted permits in Seattle, only one is getting close to getting on the air. Hollow Earth is one of 7 groups that got construction permits for the FCC to build LPFM stations within Seattle city limits, and it's enough to pave 90% of Seattle streets with community radio. But the stations are now at another crucial step. When the FCC grants an LPFM station a spot on the dial, they want it to be used. So when the agency began issuing permits in 2013, it set the expectation that each applicant would start broadcasting local content for 8 hours a day, exactly 18 months later. And at this point, however, it looks that just one of Seattle's LPFM stations will meet the deadline, Seattle University's KXSU. And 4 more other LPFM stations are close to getting on the air after having been issued licenses by the FCC. KOII in Flagstaff, Arizona. KFTW, the Southside Media Collective in Fort Worth, Texas, KSGV, Segoville Chamber of Commerce in Segoville, Texas, and WCXX, 24/7 Broadcasting in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here's some more songs from the 4 Directions here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Akko Beeker with East Indian Traffic. Before that, the Daily Flash with Girl from North Alberta, from a 45 released on Sundazed Records. And we started off with the jazz ensemble Balalaika, A Breath of the South. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we celebrate music from the Renaissance through the Space Age. Coming to you over the free airwaves and online. Like to say thank you for listening, and remember, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free. Sing your own song.